Today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 7, verse 2 to 5 and 10 to 18.
今日读嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音嘅第七章二至到五节，同埋十至到十八节。
We'll read it responsibly in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会用契英嘅方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Can we stand, please?
请我哋起立读神嘅话语。
But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, no one who wants to become a public figure act in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. However, after his brothers have left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Among the crowds, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceived the people."
No one would say anything publicly about him, for fear of accusation.
Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It's come from the one who sent me.
Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from the Father or whether I speak on my own."
Let's read this together. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory, but he who speaks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him.
第二节，当时犹太人的住棚接近了，人要显扬明星，没有在暗处行事的。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。但他弟兄上去以后，他也上去过节，不是明去，似乎是暗去的。Verse 12. 众人为他纷纷议论，有的说他是好人，有的说不然，他是迷惑众人的。Verse 14. 到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人。耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。我们一起读到十八节。人凭着自己说，是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀。这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
May God bless the reading of his word.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Children are dismissed for children worship.
儿童呢个时候可以去下边有儿童崇拜。
Today's message is by Pastor Mark entitled "For the Glory of God."
文牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系为了神的荣耀。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
大家忙完一个感恩节之后，你有咩感受咧
？How do you feel after being so busy after Thanksgiving？
个心仲喺度谂紧你要买嘅嘢啊。
Are you thinking the things that you are to shop？
或者谂紧前面要嚟嘅圣诞节咧
？Or the upcoming Christmas season？
让我哋每一个节日，我哋都一同去感恩，一同去敬拜神。
May every holiday help us to give thanks to the Lord.
Let us
pray.
多謝主你，因為一切都係從你而嚟。
Thank you, Lord, because everything comes from you.
你叫一切都安排，就為咗要彰顯你嘅榮耀。
You've arranged everything so that they manifest your glory.
讓我哋今日喺呢度聚集，我哋能夠一同聽你嘅話語。
As we gather here today, let us listen to your word.
願求主你都聖靈與我哋同在。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit be with us.
保障我講嘅同埋 Cathy 翻譯嘅。
Regarding what I preach and how it is interpreted.
就我哋每一個喺度聽嘅人都一同去領受你自己嘅話語。
As well as all who are listening to receive your word.
我哋咁樣祈禱係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
哇！黑色星期五咧，啲廣告真係好吸引人啊！
All the commercials regarding Black Friday are quite attractive.
唔單止平日想買嗰啲嘢，啲價錢咧好平，好吸引。
Not only are there great bargains.
就算我平時一啲都唔會買嘅嘢咧，哇！你覺得咁平嘅真係抵啊！
But even those things that we may not need ordinarily, we would say, "Wow, what a bargain!"
我真係好想去買。
I really want to buy it.
呢個咁嘅衝動啊，呢個咁嘅興奮咧，係反映咗我哋內心嗰個真正嘅需要。
This kind of excitement and compulsiveness reflect what we want.
當我睇到呢一刻咁都有咁抵嘅時候，我覺得一樣嘢對我嚟講好重要。
When we look at the savings, we feel that these things have become very important to us.
對我哋有啲人嚟講。手機係咪對你嚟講好重要啊
？So for some of us, the electronic devices are very important, right?
當我知道揸緊車冇帶手機咧，我都心攞攞亂。
When I drive and I realize I have forgotten my cell phone, I would be quite anxious.
當你去發覺你食飯冇，啲細路仔冇帶手機嘅時候咧，佢發覺好無自涵，唔知想做乜。
And as we dine, and the children are without their iPhones or cell phones, they might be restless.
有些人来讲，对我哋重要个可能系我哋嘅工作，系我哋嘅积蓄。
And to some people, it might be our work. It might be our savings.
但对一啲人，有啲人嚟讲，可能系我哋向往嘅爱情，向往嘅家庭。
To others, it might be love. It might be our families.
甚至健康对我哋嚟讲系好重要。
As well as health.They are equally important.
但就是呢啲咁嘅揸住我哋心覺得好重要嘅嘢。
These are things that we grab onto that we feel they are important.
係好影響到我哋嘅心情、我哋嘅上上落落，同埋我哋嘅喜樂、我哋嘅憂愁。
These can affect our emotions. It can bring us up and down.
所以邊啲嘢真係揸住我哋嘅心嘅嘢
？So these things.Get hold of our hearts.
邊啲嘢我哋覺得心裏就覺得最重要嘅嘢，就我哋就決定咗我哋人生嗰個方向。
When we place a priority of certain things in our hearts, that will determine the direction of our lives.
西敏子問短問答嘅第一問，佢咁樣講。
In the Shorter Catechism of Westminster.
我人生最重要嘅目的就係去榮耀神同埋去享受神。
The most important goals in life is to glorify God and to enjoy God.
即係話人生咧，好似一條路咁啊。
It's just like life is a path.
但係呢條路唔係冇方向，唔係話冇秩序，唔係話冇意義嘅。
This path is not without direction or meaning or significance.
喺呢條路當中，有神當初創造呢個世界同埋創造我哋人類時候。
And on this path, there is that will of God when He first created the world and created us.
要喺当中去反映咗呢个我哋对创造主嘅美丽啊，同埋佢嘅慈爱。
And within them, they reflect the beauty of His creation.
我叫人喺咁样嘅享受神嘅里面去得到满足啊，得到意义。
And in Enjoying that, we experience the significance.
但系当呢个秩序被罪破坏咗之后
，But when this order was corrupted by sin,
就好像一个出了轨的火车一样，带来一个很灾难性的后果。
It is like a train that had derailed and it had become helter skelter.
啊，在火车一出路的时候，我们看到整架车撞到散到不行，是个很多人的受伤。
When a train derails, it can cause a lot of injuries.
是不是？
Is that right?
但是不是我们个个人都有这样的醒觉。
But not every one of us would have this kind of reflection or awareness.
约翰讲话，当这个光来到照在黑暗的时候，
John tells us when the light comes to this world.
当这个光来到他自己的地方的时候，
when the light comes to his own place.
黑暗不去接待他，
darkness does not.Accept him.
很多人话俾佢听，呢啲嘢系你几咁多灾难嘅时候，佢都唔会醒觉。
And when somebody had been told how close they are to disaster, they still do not become aware.
因为光喺黑将黑暗嘅当中嘅罪恶去照出嚟。
Because light exposes the sin within darkness.
刚才我讲到荣耀，荣耀这个字的解名是有分量或者是重要的解。
Here we talk about glory. Glory has a weight. It has importance.
是一些重要的东西。
It is something important.
当人将人的心将这个重要的东西，就是这个荣耀摆在错的地方的时候。
But when we misplace this important thing,
他忘记了荣耀神才是他人生最终的目的的时候，
And when we forget to glorify God as our ultimate purpose,
人会用很多其他的东西去代替神，
Then men will substitute many, many things in place of God.
我们从亚当夏娃去成就了我们人本能的罪性。
When Adam and Eve began the original sin,
我们从他承受了个罪性，就说我们都好似长好似神咁。
When they wanted to be like God,
我想要我自己的荣耀。
They wanted to have their own glory.
我想我自己去掌控。
They wanted to have their own self-control.
我想我有自己的价值。
They wanted to have their own values.
我想人哋去跟住我嘅方法去做。
I want people to follow my way of doing things.
今日嗰段经文就讲到有两班嘅人有咁样同样嘅睇法。
So today's scripture depicts two groups of people with similar thinking.
呢个第七章咧，佢提到佢哋当时喺呢个住棚节就嚟要嚟啦。
And in chapter 7, it talks about the approaching.Of the Feast of Tabernacle.
住棚节是当时犹太人成年的男子每年都要去三个节日的其中的一个。
It is one of the three major Jewish festivals in that day.
住棚节是为了纪念当日以色列人出了埃及之后，在旷野漂流的时候，神给他们的供应和他们同在。
And the Feast of Tabernacle is to commemorate when they went from Egypt to the wilderness and how they commemorate what God had provided for them during those years of wandering.
在那个日子里面，他们一住棚子都庆祝农作物的收割和祈求雨水的降落过来。
And also during the Feast of Tabernacle, they also celebrate agricultural harvests.
在耶路撒冷那里，它有七日的节期。
And this feast lasts for 7 days in Jerusalem.
在条路里面，你见人搭满大棚的，就在条路里面。
And you will see tents along the side of the roads.
大家很欢喜快乐的在这里庆祝。
And people are joyously enjoying and celebrating.
第七章一开头，约翰给我们一个很惊奇的一段的说话。
And the very beginning of chapter 7, John tells of something that is surprising to us.
他讲到耶稣的那些弟弟们，他不信那个心。
And it talks about Jesus' own brother's unbelieving heart.
第三、第四節，他的兄弟這樣跟他說。
In verses 3 to 4, his brothers told him,
他們在加利利，他說你離開這裡，加利利，去猶太去，叫你的門徒都可以看見你所行的事。如果人要彰顯的名聲，想出名，不要說在暗處那裡行的。 如果你行这些事，就应该当自己就显明给世人来看。
It says, Jesus' brothers said to him, You ought to leave here, here meaning Galilee, and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.
在马太福音第十三章五十五节，他讲他弟弟们是谁，那些弟弟们是包括有雅各、约西、西门和犹大。And
in Matthew 13, verse 55, it tells us the brothers of Jesus. The names are James, Joseph, Simon, and Judah.
雅各，刚才我提到雅各，后来写雅各书。
James, one of Jesus' brothers, later on became the author of the book of James, as well as a leader of the church.
但他就讲过头中那段话。
But prior to that, he has spoken these words to Jesus.
就看到其实他当日他的信心也经过一段时间的考验和去成长。
And we can see that his faith had gone through a path of growth and maturing.
他的弟弟们肯定去看过耶稣的神迹。
And we can be quite certain that his brothers had seen the miracles that Jesus had performed.
第二章迦南的婚宴里面，因为耶稣成家人都在那里嘛。
For example, in the wedding in Cana, the whole family of Jesus was there.
最近的就在加利利里面有五饼二鱼去喂饱5000人的神迹。
And also that miracle that was performed in Galilee, where Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 bread and 2 fish.
哇，他们看到神迹越来越大。
And they had seen the miracles increased.
他们越来越兴奋。
And they became more and more excited.
哇，这些神迹只差在没有在耶路撒冷去行过。
The only thing missing is that these miracles were not performed in Jerusalem.
如果你人应该出名，应该去到更多人睇到嘅嘢嘅地方。
So in order for you to be better known or well known, you need to go to a place where there are many, many people.
喺耶路撒冷，唔单止系行一个医好病嘅神迹，用一个更大嘅神迹，等人哋多嘅称赞你。
So that when you go to Jerusalem, not only will you perform the miracle of healing, but you might want to perform something even bigger so that people would praise you.
说不定那些宗教领袖去endorse你，肯定你。
So that these religious leaders would endorse you and approve of you.
耶稣那些弟弟心里头想着那些，就是从人来的荣耀称赞。
So what Jesus' brothers were thinking were glory that would come from people's accolades. And that they themselves would also receive glory.
作为一个又出名又有能力的人，兄弟，嘿，你真是几咁威，是吗？
To be the brother of someone who is well known. Wow, how glorious is that?
行步路都好神气啲啊！
And I could hold my head high with every step I take.
系人都要俾个面我啦。
And everybody would honor me.
但耶稣咁样回答佢哋，第六节到第八节咁样回答佢哋。
But Jesus answered them in verses 6 to 8.
佢话：我个时候仲未到。 你哋嘅时候系方便嘅，世人唔能够恨你哋，但恨我， 因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。但你们想去过节吧，我现在不去过节，因为我的时候还未满。
So Jesus tells them, the right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that what it does is evil. You go to the feast. I am not yet going up to this feast because for me, the right time has not yet come.
但在第十节跟着来讲，他说耶稣都跟着都上去过节了，暗暗地去。
But in verse 10, it tells us that after his brothers had left for the feast, Jesus also went, not publicly, but in secret.
耶稣告诉他的弟弟听话的时候还没到，就是说他不是在这个时刻。
When Jesus told his brothers that the time has not yet come, he's saying that not at this very moment.
他不想跟一大班人的一起去走去。
He doesn't want to be accompanied by a mass of people.
而且第一节他说耶稣知道在耶路撒冷那些犹太人想去杀他。
And also in the first verse of this chapter, Jesus knew that the Jews were planning to kill him.
耶稣知道他今次去耶路撒冷的目的不是去为了要高举他自己。
And Jesus knew the purpose that he was going to Jerusalem was not so that he would be exalted.
不是好像他的弟弟们说你去那里吧，去高举自己显名声吧。
Not as his brothers had told him, go there so that you be glorified.
但是他去到那里，他知道他乃去高举神，去遵行神的旨意，去荣耀神。
But rather, he's going there so that he can glorify God, so that he can follow God's will.
他上去耶路撒冷，这个上去是含有上去十字架那个意思。
Going up to Jerusalem, has that meaning of going up to the cross.
他知道他今次去耶路撒冷是去十字架上面去受死。
Jesus knew that going up to Jerusalem, he would die and be crucified on the cross.
这个不是他的弟弟们他想要的东西。
This definitely was not what his brothers had wanted for him.
他们的动机就想去荣耀自己。
Their motivation was to glorify themselves.
耶稣要上去死，定不是他心里头所想过咗要去拥戴耶稣的东西。
So for Jesus to go up and die was not something that they wanted.
And as
the feast was at its half point, only then would Jesus publicly go out and teach.
但耶稣去到之前，人已经开始在那里议论着耶稣了。
But before Jesus went, people were already talking about him. Some people would say, oh, he's a good man. While others would say that, oh, he's just performing some magic so that he could attract people.
而嗰啲宗教领袖就开始喺度打算，如果佢见到佢嚟，即刻捉住佢啊，逮捕佢啊，同埋杀咗佢。
And the religious leaders were already plotting to arrest him and then to kill him.
因为耶稣喺呢个安息日里面吓，佢曾经医治好咗一个38岁瘸腿嘅人。
And it was because during Sabbath, Jesus had healed.This invalid who had been an invalid for 38 years.
叫呢个医好咗嘅人咧，拎起张床，佢个瞓嗰张褥子啊，拎嚟行去走。
And he also asked that invalid, that the healed invalid, to pick up the mat and to walk.
咁样做系违反咗佢哋所定落嚟嘅安息日嗰个规条。
So this had This was in opposition to what the leaders had regulated as part of Sabbath.
刚才我们讲在加利利，因着耶稣的神迹，他们耶稣的弟弟就想得到人的称赞。
So we had talked about because of the miracles performed in Galilee, Jesus' brothers wanted it to be glorifying to them.
但喺呢一度，耶穌所行嘅神蹟正威脅緊人對呢班宗教領袖嗰個稱讚。
But here, when Jesus performed the miracle, it was a threat to the religious leaders' authority over the other people.
因為遵守律法就係呢班領袖佢成個人生嗰個意義。
Because these religious leaders' whole life significance was to follow the law.
現在今天居然有這個耶穌的人在安息日裡面特意要違反律法，用這些人還喜歡他，哇，那我們很受到威脅啊。
But today there's this person Jesus who violated their sabbatical law, but people liked Jesus, so that threatened the status of the religious leaders.
但今次耶穌去到在耶路撒冷裡面令到群眾稀奇的並不是耶穌那個神蹟。
But today when Jesus goes to Jerusalem, what amazed people was not the miracle he performs.
而是說他稀奇說耶穌沒有學過，為什麼他可以這樣 去明白聖經，這樣教訓人呢？
What amazed these people was that Jesus had never been formally taught, so how could he have known all these things?
猶太人的宗教權威呢，是決定了你是跟著誰去學，跟誰的拉比去學的那個門生。
And to the Jews, the authority comes from which rabbi you had studied under.
他們知道耶穌只不過是一個木匠的兒子。
So they knew that Jesus was but the son of a carpenter.
他們沒有跟過任何個咩拉比學過嘢。
He had never studied under a particular rabbi.
他們很稀奇，為什麼耶穌對舊約這麼熟？又咁有心得咧。
So they were totally amazed how Jesus could know the scriptures so well.
但耶穌講俾佢聽話，佢教訓佢講嘅教訓嗰個權威同埋能力係同佢同神有好親密嘅關係而嚟嘅。
And Jesus tells them that authority of his teaching is from his close relationship with The Heavenly Father.
天父是他的老師。
The Heavenly Father is his teacher.
因為他跟天父無間斷親密的關係，所以知道神在舊約要藉著舊約所以要教導人的事情。
Because of Jesus' very intimate relationship with the Heavenly Father, he knows the old scripture.
他不是說跟其他的經書去知道，是他親自天父去教他。
And so it didn't come from other books, but it was a personal teaching from his father.
耶穌說，如果你是真的立志去遵守神的旨意的話，
So Jesus says that if you want to follow God's will,
你的生命就會有一個很內在很深入的改變。
Your life will have a very deep transformation.
你的生命会有一个新的改变的体会。
And your life will have a transformation and a new experience.
在那里，你就能够知道，我所行的，所讲的，都是为了神的荣耀。
So that in them, you will see that what I do, what I act,are all for the glory of God.
就知道耶穌是沒有詭詐，是真的，可以信得過的。
And what Jesus does is without trickery. It is genuine. It is something trustworthy.
耶穌的權柄不是從外面的人而來。
So Jesus' authority does not come from other people.
而是從他一生去決意要去榮耀神那裡而來的。
It comes from his obedience throughout his whole life of his heavenly father.
因为这种就为如果有一种为自己去荣耀自己，或者寻求人的赞赏，这个正是反映了人的心里面的罪恶。
So to want to receive praises and accolades from others, that actually reflect the sinful nature of human.
这个正是耶稣的弟弟他们的心里头所想的。
That's exactly what Jesus' own brothers were thinking.
荣耀神就是每一个信徒的生命的里面的人生的主要的动机。
To glorify God is the main motivation of every believer.
我们荣耀自己的本性，直到我们看不到耶稣的真理。
But our human nature wants to glorify ourselves, and so we cannot see God's beauty.
我们常常用一个错误的原因或者错误的动机去跟随神，去敬拜神。
We often use an erroneous reason or motivation to follow God.
除非我们能真的去遵从神的旨意。
Unless and until we can follow God's will,
从心里头去真的很爱慕神，而不是去爱慕自己，去自己荣耀的时候。
To love God from our heart and not from glorifying ourselves.
除非我们愿意去高举神多过去高举我们自己的时候。
Until we want to exalt God much more than we want to exalt ourselves.
我们的敬拜是很肤浅。
Our worship will be very shallow.
这个正是我们不信的根源。
That is the root of our unbelief.
耶稣为了荣耀神，为了神的荣耀，他的委身是很完全。
And for God's glory, Jesus' commitment is complete.
他在客西马利园去祈祷的时候，他说愿神的旨意去成就。
And in Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says that, May your will be done.
虽然他心里头知道这个意味着他将会被很残忍的钉在十字架上面。
Even though he knew that when that will is done, he would die very excruciatingly on the cross.
在十字架里面，耶稣背负我们的罪。
On the cross, Jesus bore our sins.
在干燥，他被神去离弃他，以致到我们每一个人都得到被接纳。
There on the cross, he was abandoned by his Father so that we could be accepted by his Father.
当耶稣他最后那口气，他说成了的时候。
On his last breath, Jesus says, it is finished.
他心中天父仍然与他在一起。
He knew that in his heart, his Father was still with him.
他一生所做的都是完成了天父的旨意。
And everything that he had done on earth was there to fulfill the Father's will.
在他世上已经荣耀了神。
So on earth, he had already glorified God.
知道我们因着信靠他能够得到一个永远的生命。
So that by trusting him, we can have a new life.
我们罪得到赦免。
That our sins are forgiven.
因着这样信靠耶稣，我们能够成为神宝贝的儿女。
By trusting him, we become God's precious children.
就咁宝贝嘅时候，我哋唔需要去执着追求自己嘅荣耀，去赢取人哋俾我哋嘅赞奖。
We are precious in his eyes, so we don't have we don't need to go out and ask for other people's approval.
我哋唔需要喺人嘅面前我去装假。
We don't need to be hypocritical in front of others.
我能够好自由地以我们的真面目去面对每一个人。
So that we can be free to truly expose our real self to others.
我们能够有一个很喜乐的，很感恩的喜乐。
So that we could have real thanksgiving joy.
我们完全不配，没什么知道我们值得去神为我们死的时候。
When we are totally undeserving, nothing that we had done merited God's death for us.
但神竟然为我这个罪人而死。
But God died for a sinner like me.
佢知道我嘅骄傲，去彻底去被打败。
So that my pride will be totally shattered.
啊，知道我哋能够谦卑嘅，每日嘅为咗神嘅荣耀而活。
So that we can live humbly every day for God.
咁究竟咁样样点样可以推动我哋每日嘅工作吓，我哋嘅读书？或者我的家庭，或者我们的侍奉呢？
So how would that impact the way we work and the way we study?
如果我们是忘记了神的能力和神的供应的时候，
If we forget God's power and His providence，
我们的工作只是沦为一个为了生存为了赚钱的工具，
Our work would only be reduced to something for our own survival or for our own wealth.
我们就会被工作里面的忙碌、单调，甚至我们的人际的关系去压到透不过气来。
And we would be burdened by work's routineness its importance.
我们就会做那行去怨那行。
And after working in a field for a while, we would grow tired of it.
我们埋怨自己或者埋怨其他人，知道我今天这么不幸。
We would start blaming others or blaming ourselves. Oh, how unfortunate I am now.
我们每天早上好像很无奈的又爬起身。
How every morning I need to get up.
但唔好再话讲你有冇力量去读圣经祈祷，或者我哋有冇力量去侍奉神。
Not even talking about whether we have the energy to read the Bible, to pray, or to worship God.
但我哋深信我哋每一个嘅工作吓，我哋每一个嘅时刻，神都知道。
But we know that every moment of our work, every moment of our time, God knows.
神亦都为我哋预备好晒我哋所需要嘅嘢。
God had already prepared everything that we need.
啊，圣灵嘅同在亦都更加知道我哋有能力嘅去见证神。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit provides us the strength to follow Him.
我哋真系要成日问啊。神要究竟要我在这个工作的里面怎样去侍奉祂呢？
Often we would ask, how would God want me to serve Him in my work?
这个工作怎样因为有神的耶稣的同在而这个工作更加有新的意义呢？
How would this work become even more significant when there is the presence of Christ?
一个护士给病人的不单只是一些医药上的照顾。
So a nurse provides not only medical care to her patient.
因为神与我同在，给我一个怜悯人的心肠。
It is because of the presence of God that I will have the compassion for others.
就算同一句的说话，因为这个怜悯，我们会指导一个病人。有个病痛的人去得到个安慰。
And sometimes it's merely just a few words that would comfort someone who is gravely ill.
或者神用我这个做 IT 的人的这个工作 ，IT 的工作。
Or someone who is in the IT field.
我能够这个系统好充分的发挥个功用。
This person is able to make this system to be quite effective.
在这样的里面去彰显神的秩序和神的美丽。
And within that project, you can then manifest God's orderliness.
就算是一个失败了的 project.
Even with a failed project.
神都会教导我们去谦卑。
God teaches us how to be humble.
同时都因着我们的鼓励，我们明天第日再起来一个新的开始。
And our colleagues can have renewed hope to start even after a failed project.
亦都有人因住神嘅荣耀，佢放弃一个好高薪嘅工作。
And there are also others who, for God's glory, have given up their high status career.
佢跑去个贫民区嘅里面开个咖啡店，去将神嘅微笑带俾每一个嘅顾客。
To go within a poor area to open up a store so that he may manifest God's love.
我哋移民嘅一代成日都要话将我自己所冇嘅嘢尽量都俾我哋嘅下一代。
For those of us who are of the immigrant generation, we often say that we want to impart to our children. To teach them everything that we wish we knew when we were growing up.
我哋好想我将我哋咗我哋将自己咗冇嘅嘢，尽量嘅俾下一代。
We wanted to give things that we never had to our next generation.
但唔好忘记话，我哋头先讲话我哋咗冇嘅嘢，其实神都已经都喺神嘅供应嘅下边。
But don't forget, even things that we think we don't have.Is under God's provision.
我哋所谓冇嘅嘢，曾经好丰丰富富嘅，佢供给咗我哋到今日。
Even though we think that we lack things, but God has so richly provided us.
我哋都好感恩着嘅去领受神咗俾我哋任何一个嘢，任何一件事情。
We need to be thankful for everything that God had given us.
神要我俾我哋下一代嘅计划，唔一定系要超过我哋嘅。
The plan that God has for our next generation might not exceed ours.
反而我哋应该教导我哋嘅下一代，就喺喺。
But rather, we need to teach the next generation.
所教导佢所有一切，我哋希望我哋成长嘅里面系几咁想希望有嘅。
That things that we always wanted.For ourselves, everything that we wish we knew when we were growing up.
就是我们去依靠神和信服神的计划。
It is that we trust and rely on God.
叫在当中去做一个，要教导我们下一代做一个去荣耀神的人。
So that we could teach our children to become people who can honor God.
我们读书又为了什么呢？
So when we go to school, what were our purpose?
可能我哋都系遵从父母嘅意愿。
Maybe it was to obey our parents' will.
或者我跟住我嘅兴趣，或者睇边样嘢揾钱多啲。
Maybe it was following our own interests, or so that I could go and make more money.
有冇谂过神喺我哋身上究竟有咩计划咧
？Have we ever thought of what kind of plan God has for us?
当我们罪人那么不配得到神的怜悯的时候
When as sinners, we truly do not deserve God's mercy,
耶稣为了神的荣耀去爱我们，在舍身在十字架上而死。
And Jesus, for God's glory, loved us to die for us on the cross.
他都呼召我们去走上这个同样的十字架的道路。
He calls us to go on this path of the cross.
呢走十字架道路就系我点样去舍身去爱人，同样嘅道理，个道路。
And this road to the cross is to how we can sacrifice ourselves.
当我哋喺神呢度接受咗神嘅怜悯嘅时候，我哋有新喺我哋有一个新嘅心、新嘅方向去计划我哋前面嘅路。
When we receive God's glory, we have this.New heart, this new direction.
我怎样在学校里面去装备自己？
How we can equip ourselves in school?
让别人看我们身上同样都看到耶稣那个舍身的爱。
So that others can see in us Jesus' sacrificial love.
神使用每一个愿意降服在他心意下面的人去荣耀他。
And Jesus wants everyone who are willing to surrender to Him to glorify Him.
圣经话喺世上每一个嘅行业，系每一个嘅地方嘅角落，都系喺神嘅治理嘅下边。
And the Bible tells us that every corner of this world is under God's sovereignty.
每一個corner，每一個角落，每一個行業，我哋需要重新嘅俾福音嘅大能去改变个改变。
Every corner, every industry needs to come under God's transformative power in the gospel.
喺嗰度去实行社会嘅公义。
To uphold societal justice.
让神嘅荣耀喺呢个世界上每一个角落去彰显。
That God's glory may be magnified in every corner.
保罗一只，佢就喺上，我亦记得喺哥林多前书十章第31节，佢咁样讲。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says，
啊，佢话无论啊吃乜嘢喝乜嘢
，So whether you eat or drink，
啊，无论我饮一啖嘅水
，If I drink a sip of water，
啊，呢件咁少嘅事，我成日要做嘅事情
，This。Little tiny thing, this routine thing,
都唔好忘記係神去幫助我噶。
Let us not forget that it is with God's help.
係神賜恩俾我，能夠有個啖氣，我有個能力去吞嗰啖水啊。
It is God's grace that I'm able to swallow this water.
喺當中就叫我能夠去榮耀神。
So that in it we can glorify God.
啊，叫神喺凡事上都能夠被高舉。
So that in everything, God may be exalted.
年紀大咗，講道都預備講道都難咗。
So as one ages, it's more difficult to prepare for a sermon.
要再諗好耐先能夠將啲嘢替埋一齊。
Takes a long time to try to put everything together.
睇完啲嘢都唔記得咗喺邊度睇。
And after I've read certain things, I forget where I read it from.So then sometimes I feel like, oh, this whole sermon is a little bit confusing. But every time I pray,
神啊，求你使用我呢篇嘅讲道。
God, please use this sermon.
求你嘅圣灵嘅同在，与呢一个咁有瑕、咁满有瑕、满充满瑕疵嘅讲道，能够俾你所用。
That with your presence.And with this imperfect sermon, that you will use it to your glory.
唔係喺當中依靠我自己嘅努力，依靠我嘅聰明。
Not that it is dependent on how diligent I am or how intelligent I am.
係每一個講道都讓佢充滿著耶穌嘅榮耀。
But that every sermon will be filled with Jesus's glory.
係神，神係最偉大嗰位。
It is God.The most great.
但我哋点样晓得神俾我哋嘅教训呢
？So how do we know God's teaching for us？
啊，佢就第十七节嘅话，就当我哋去立志去遵行佢嘅旨意嘅时候
，It tells us that when we want to follow His will，
吓，呢个唔系我哋本性我哋想做嘅事情。
So it is not something that out of our own nature we want to do.
但因着耶稣福音的改变的力量。
It is from the transforming power of Jesus' gospel.
我们有一个新的心，我们要渴慕，我们很想渴慕跟着神的心意的旨意来做。
That we have this new heart, that we have this real desire to want to follow God's will.
我哋有人真，我哋有一个新嘅方向，神俾我哋去跟住行。
That we have this new direction that God had provided us to walk on.
我学习，我哋喺教会喺呢个福音嘅群体嘅里面，我哋去学习去彼此嘅鼓励。
And that we learn to encourage each other within our church community.
我哋喺基督里面去成长，我唔单止话咧，我哋彼此祈祷，彼此关心。
And in our maturation in Christ, not only are we to pray and to be caring for each other。
唔单止我哋吓，我哋每日嘅去读圣经，去分享圣经，去彼此鼓励。
Not only are we to share what we have learned from the Bible。
我哋乃愿意谦卑嘅开放我哋自己。让弟兄姊妹 hold me accountable.
but also that I will make myself transparent so that others can hold me accountable.
即係話咧，讓佢哋弟兄姊妹嚟要求我去盡力嘅喺基督裏面去成長。
So that I allow them to hold me accountable in my growth in Christ.
嚇！我哋喺每一個人，我哋都喺我哋工作啊，喺我哋家庭啊，喺學校都面對好多嘅試探。
We do face lots of temptations in our work, in our home, in our communities.
我哋一個人去單獨去面對，其實係好危險嘅。
Facing all these things alone, it is quite dangerous.
啊，尤其當我哋知道我哋願意會受到一種好強大而嚟嘅試探嘅時候
，especially when we realize we are under this very strong temptation，
我哋會請一位或者幾位嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋信得過嘅，又守得秘密嘅，去。To hold me accountable.
We need to invite one or a few brothers or sisters whom we trust, who can keep confident what I tell them. Ask them to pray for me. Help them to expect us to fulfill the responsibility so that we will not fall into sin. Sometimes we might feel that, oh, this is tiny, trivial, and I could do it myself without letting anybody know it.
但有時我哋強過我哋做咗一步之後，我哋忍不住我要第二步。
But the only problem is we take one step toward the temptation, and then invariably we'll go to the next step.
我越嚟越唔想人哋知道我發生緊咩事。
And more and more, we wouldn't want people to know what's happening.
我哋喺試探裡面墮落嘅機會，跌倒機會更加大。
And falling down because of temptation, that chance becomes greater and greater. We need brothers and sisters to help us.
Hold me accountable, 負責任呢，在我們中文沒有這個字典，沒有這個字。
The phrase held accountable, it does not appear in the Chinese dictionary. I had thought quite a long time and I still couldn't find the proper words in Chinese. And even in our human nature, there is no such thing as being held accountable.
因為佢都好令呢個咁樣，令到我自己好容易受到傷害。
Because that can easily harm us.
但我哋要為咗我哋自己成長。
But because we want to grow.
亦都為咗神喺教會裡面嗰個榮耀。
Because of the glory of God in the church.
啊，我哋都要值得嘅去建立呢一個咁親密嘅關係。
It is worthwhile to build these kind of intimate relationships.
在小組裡面、團體裡面，我們彼此去守望。
In small groups, in fellowships, we have, we can hold each other accountable.
我們稍後會唱這首詩歌，誠正需用功夫。
We will sing of this hymn later. Time to be holy.
求神去幫助我們在我們誠正的路上。在教会里面的一同去成长。
May God help us during our process of sanctification that we may grow.
我们一同起立，我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing.
诚正追用功夫。
Take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy, spend all
多谢你在十字架上，你听耶稣基督在十字架上舍身的爱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your one and only Son to die on the cross because of love.
叫我们能够有一个新的生命。
So that we may have new life.
这个新的生命带来我们整个人生的改变。
This new life brings us a total transformation of our life.
你俾我哋一个新嘅心，要我哋更加渴慕，要去跟随主，去荣耀主你。
To have a new heart that we will desire to follow you and to glorify you.
主，我哋多谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我哋都多谢你，喺摆喺我哋每一个人喺唔同嘅岗位上边。
Lord, we thank you so much for placing each one of us in different roles.
无论是在我们的工作或者在我们的学业。
Whether it be in our work or in our studies.
在一个每一个在屋企照顾家人，照顾家人的母亲。
Or mothers who stay at home caring for her family.
求主让我们每一个时刻都记得去为主的荣耀而活。
May Lord help us to remember that every moment we need to live to glorify you.
求主帮助我们教会。
Lord, may you help our church.
成为一个去荣耀主你名的教会。
To become a church that glorifies you.
我们一同的去悔改，一同的去成长。
That we totally repent and we together grow.
我们一个彼此去负责任的教会。
That we become a church that holds each other accountable.
让我们能够在主里面，不单只有一个亲密的关系。
So that not only would we have a very intimate relationship with you.
乃是我们当中我们决意去跟随主荣耀主你自己在教会里面。
But also that we make a determination to follow you and to glorify you.
求主帮助。
Lord, may you help us.
奉主耶稣的名求。
I pray all these in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.